right. So for all of our listeners who have stuck with us this whole hour, thank you. I'd just like to remind you that it is WMFO Medford 91.5. You're listening to Wholesome Content. It is 7:59. All right, so we're going to maybe play just a little bit of a one last song, but thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning. You're listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM. My name's Charlie Driver. This is Pop and Circumstance, and this is an exciting Thursday because it's going to be one of actually my most pop-heavy shows of the whole time I've been doing this. Usually I just play rock and assorted esoteric stuff, but there'll be some esoteric stuff, but also some pop, and here we're going to start off with some. This is off of St. Vincent's debut album.
Right. starts the day. I go through all this before you wake up, so I can feel happier to be safe again with you. I go through all this before you wake up, so I can feel happier to be safe again with you.
we're back. That was Madonna with Material Girl, preceded by Belinda Carlisle with Mad About You. She formerly of the Go-Go's fame, of course. Before that as well, we had Bjork off of her first album with Hyper Ballad. And Danny, what mic are you? You're mic 4. And Danny's here.
Hello, hello.
And we opened the show with St. Vincent. That was Now, the first track off of her debut album, Marry Me.
My third favorite song.
What?
It's my third favorite song.
Your
time.
Third favorite song?
Yes.
Other two?
I haven't decided yet.
Ah, I see. You're working in reverse.
Yes, very much so.
So, as I said at the beginning of the show, Danny, you weren't here yet, but this is going to be a very pop-heavy show, in a way that Pop and Circumstance, despite the title, isn't usually.
Yes, indeed. We're going to be sampling some music that nobody who listens to the station, all eight of you, have ever heard.
Yeah, I would be shocked if what we're about to play has ever been played on WMFO before, and
perhaps
if it has been,
radio
I think
waves.
I retire. So we just played
a classic.
Yeah, we just played a classic of Material Girl by Madonna, and what we're going to play now, we're going to actually go through, I think, two or three songs by this next artist. They're called Are We Who Are We? That's, for reference, completely capitalized. And it's made up of Philip White and Ted Hearn. Philip White works all the mixers and things like that, and Ted Hearn does the vocals, and...
And we won't spoil too much about it, but we'll just let you know. It's going to be very different.
Yeah, let me give you a timeout Chicago review from 2013 of the debut album. The first track we'll be playing is a cover of Material Girl entitled Material Girl With You. That album is called Are We Who Are We? So Time Out Chicago wrote, listening to Ted Hearn and Philip White's Are We Who Are We is a bit like attempting to force the beaters of an electric hand mixer through one's nostrils and into the brain, then flipping the power on. And this is an unequivocally good thing. And it is an unequivocally good thing, isn't it, Danny?
Yes, indeed.
So Are We Who Are We released their debut album in 2013. It's self-titled. And they just released a second album Tuesday. Last Tuesday, before Thanksgiving. It's entitled I Love You. The first, Are We Who Are We, which we're going to listen to in just a moment, is very much a deconstruction of mainstream pop and turning that mainstream pop into something strange and wonderful and extremely enjoyable.
And if you've heard of underground music, then this is the tunnel underneath that tunnel. There is about, I think, approximately 34 monthly listeners on Spotify, and all of the songs on Are We Who Are We's debut album have under 1,000 listens. So no one's ever heard of them.
Yes. In terms of dankery, this is at WMFO's highest point.
This is high dank.
So we're bringing you...
perhaps too dank for FCC compliance. We're not sure.
We're bringing you some wild and crazy stuff at 8:23 a.m. on Thursday. Is it November 30th?
Yes, it is.
Yes, that is the date. And a warning before I start this tune in just a second. Your radio is fine. It's not... Your radio has no sound issues.
But your mind might not be at the end of it.
Yeah. So, without any further ado, this is the opening track, Material Girl, with a U, off of the album Are We Who Are We?
Some boys kiss me, some boys hug me, I think they're okay. If they don't give me proper credit, I just walk away. They can beg and they can plead, but they don't see the light. 'Cause the boy with the cold hard cash is always Mr. Right. 'Cause we are living in a know that we are living in a material world, and I am a material girl. Mm-hmm. romance, some boys slow dance, that's alright with me. If they don't raise my interest, then I have to let them be. They can beg and they can plead, but I don't let them play. Only boys who save my penny make my rainy day. 'Cause we are
was Are We Who Are We off of their self-titled album with Material Girl, and we're gonna play one from their newer album, I Love You, from 2017. But first, Danny,
first,
with a PSA.
We have a PSA, a very timely one, considering that song may well have drained your mental batteries. But now you can go green with rechargeable batteries. If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries, plus a charger, don't cost very much to begin with anymore, and isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway? This is a message from all your green friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you, Danny.
You're welcome.
Danny, having done everyone a public service, now throws it over to me to do you a public service by playing you this song.
Back to you, Charlie.
From Are We Who Are We's second album, released on Tuesday. And this one is a sort of coming-of-age-esque one about acting out. It's called Firestarter.
We didn't start the fire.
Mm-hmm. They met on the lake in the summer of 1985. She moved back with her folks in St. Matthew. I was 3 at the time. And make her 17. His daddy owned a couple of gas stations out of 95. They all seemed like a pretty nice family. They all knew how to have a good time. I set the shed on fire, thought the kerosene was water. I'll burn the house down too, if you even touch her. He got a job at the mill. They had a couple more kids. Spent all their money on cocaine and hospital trips. That house was falling. Set the carpet on fire, nearly burnt the house down. They all know I'm alive, but they keep me around. Set the bridge on fire. Come.
want you to put me back.
Oh.
From Are We Who Are We's new album, I Love You. That was Womb, preceded by Firestarter. Danny, thoughts? You hadn't listened to those before.
I had not. I was a big fan of their early work, and I was impressed by their new material.
They're going in a different direction, away from deconstructing pop to sort of exploring their own thing. And this was described on Ted Hearn's website as sort of an exploration of a few themes, one of which is like aging, another is love.
It's kind of
loss.
An evolution of their social commentary, because they began with their first album really like looking into pop songs, Material Girl, and mm-hmm. making them into something crazy.
Yeah.
And now when they're creating their own stuff, it's really just interesting. What
yeah, it's worth, you should really listen to that whole album through when you get a chance.
It's are we
it's
who
definitely
are,
worth
are
it.
We? The letter R, not
yeah, R. Yeah, R, we, who are we? If you're thinking of Kesha's song, that's the reverse. That's we are who we are. But no, this is are we who are we? And yeah, we're just going to keep rolling right along here. This is Jacob Collier.
I'm alone, but I won't. the hot car lot. Sunshine hot on the video spot. Sure as a living dream. It's not all in what it seems, and the whole thing's hard to wait.
Freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO. P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your Freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
That was Bon Iver with 29, hashtag Stratford Apt, off of 22 million from last year. Then Jacob Collier with In My Room. That's the title track off of his album, In My Room.
And then a DJ with a plug for the station.
Which is excellent. Yeah, then a plug for donating to the station, which you should do because you love my show and Who Are We. Although you should also buy Are We Who Are We's album at their website.
Is it even for sale?
Yeah.
You should buy it.
Yeah.
With your money.
Next up, we have some... jazz. This is a Grammy-nominated album. The nomination just came out yesterday. I have not listened to it, but we're going to listen to the... what time is it? Oh, 54. We're going to listen to the first track off this album. This is Golden State by Yellow Jackets.